Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Register a domain name today at GoDaddy.com and save 10% with coupon code Chris1. That's C-H-R-I-S and the number one to save 10%. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
We're here with Clint Higley, like Piggly Wiggly, from Playmotion. And I really wish you could see this. This is really cool technology. It's interactive. You can stand in front of the screen and move fire and water and play with the volleyball. Tell us about this, Clint.
Well, basically, it's like what you just said. It's a totally interactive. It's a new kind of thing. With the computer, you can kind of interact with a play space. We like to call it the Playmotion experience, which is...
Okay, but how does this work? Come on. It looks like we're actually moving fire with our hands. How does that work?
Okay, that's a really kind of a trade secret question, but I'll try to answer it as best as I can. So basically what we do is we take an infrared image of the environment. We flood the environment with an infrared spotlight. And because we have an infrared camera, you can see, the computer realizes where you are in the scene and can kind of, we've written software for that you can, the computer knows where you are and knows how to react to what you kind of do and everything. So whether that be like you, a lot of people, like they think they're playing with their shadow when in reality it's the computer really actually knowing where you are in the scene because of the infrared camera. And so you can move a ball. You think you're moving a volleyball around with your shadow, but you're really not. It's complicated, but you know, that's the best I can do without like giving too much away. So,
and what part do you play in this technology?
I'm actually the hardware designer for this. I design all the hardware for Playmotion. My partner in crime is Patrick, good buddy Patrick Burns. He's from Georgia Tech. And so we kind
of
yeah, exactly. And we get together and we're trying to figure out like next generation technology and things like that. We'd like to kind of push this into the home. That would be very good. We think, you know, we kind of want to go, like right now we do mostly 2D stuff. We eventually want to get into 3D worlds, sort of maybe like massive.
Oh wait, oh my god, remember Total Recall when you're like, when she's like playing tennis? Are you guys ready for that? Can you get that to our houses yet?
We are very close to that. I mean,
oh, just very close. Come on. How far away is that?
I'd say 2010.
Wow, so that's so soon. Yay.
We're about 4 years away from that. So
I can learn jiu-jitsu in 2010 at home and no one has to see me.
Yeah, we'll be playing the Matrix stuff in about 2010. We'll be totally like there and doing it all. I mean, it's very immersive. And we're hoping to kind of push the technology to like new heights, where it's like 3D worlds, things of that nature, stuff like that.
That is so cool. That's all like Star Trek and everything.
Yeah, very much so. It's very holodeck kind of stuff. So
and where can people go to look at this stuff online? Can they go check it out?
Yeah, totally. It's www.playmotion.com, and we have videos there. We have some screenshots. People can check it out. And people really trip out when they see this kind of stuff. So, I mean.
And where can they go and play with it? Because I know you guys are touring a little bit here and there. And right now you're at the Red Bull party here in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
So where's your next spot?
Oh, our next spot. It's kind of difficult to say. We got a lot of gigs going. Let's see. We've done plenty of stuff. We did like New York City and Times Square for New Year's Eve. We've done a lot of different stuff, but the best thing to do is kind of check our website. It'll let you know like where we're going to be and what we're doing and like how far this stuff is coming. So, and we're really close to a new release. So, yeah, so people should come check us out.
And new release means what? What's extra?
Oh, like new releases, like new games, different kinds of things. We're working on an old version of Missile Command. Missile Command is an old Atari game from like the 80s where you would defend cities from incoming missiles. And now we've kind of ported this. Patrick ported this so that you can get out there and kind of like defend your cities. You kind of stand out there. And, you know, we're trying to do like Breakout, things that like people like before we kind of really try to step into like doing these 3D immersive worlds.
Tell us who Patrick is. That'd kind of be good, huh?
Yeah, well, I did. He's my partner in crime. Yeah, exactly. So there's several different people that do this. Matt Flagg is with me tonight. Nick DePalma is a programmer. Unfortunately, Jeremy Barrett couldn't be here. But, yeah, we're a small team of people. And, of course, there's always Greg Roberts. He's the mastermind. He's, like, behind us all. And he kind of pushes us to, like, do new things. And
so he's the creator from – didn't you say this is from the 1970s, actually, originally?
Yes, yeah, it's from the 1970s. There is a doctor who did kind of research into this kind of stuff. I don't really know a lot about it, unfortunately. It's just kind of – this is all – Matt's stuff. Matt knows all the history about it. Matt is one of the original creators and founders of Playmotion, along with Greg Roberts and Suzanne Roberts and Karen LeCates. They all kind of got this company going. And but basically, like I was saying before, the advances in graphic technology and everything allow us to do these kind of things, you know, that we're doing nowadays with this technology that was created back in the 70s. So.
And what's the initial reaction when people see this? I mean, I've seen people, I'm just coming in here myself, and people just totally walk up and start playing with it. Does everyone do that?
Oh, they lose their minds because it's like nothing anyone's ever seen before. You get out there and you can move, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, I can move smoke around. I can move fire around. I can play air hockey with just holding up my hand and like hitting the puck. You can do all kinds of crazy
stuff. It's really almost like Total Recall.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's very limitless. We can do pretty much anything. Our imagination doesn't stop us. So.
And a really neat thing that you were talking about earlier is that children with autism really respond to this because there's no actual touching. So tell us a little bit about that.
We're working with with a doctor right now who is doing some research into this. What we found is children with autism, they kind of respond to this more than the normal children do. And this is all kind of a theory, but they're actually researching it. That the children with autism, they don't like to be touched, you know. And for some strange reason, with playing with Playmotion and doing all this kind of stuff, it allows, you know, they allow people to touch them. It kind of like, I don't know, it expands their mind, I guess, is the only word to say, you know, so.
That's awesome, and it's not sensory overload. I guess
no.
Touching for children with autism, I guess, is sensory overload. So this way they get to participate
exactly.
Without actually being touched. That is so neat.
Yeah, it also is very good for physical therapy. This the Playmotion system encourages people to move. And in physical therapy, you know, you want people to move as well. So this kind of encourages you to move. It rewards you for your movements, you know. And so it has, like, many applications in, like, physical therapy, like in the whole hospital area, you know, like getting people well, like, and also, like, in education. We have several different applications that are, like, educational apps. Planets fall from the ceiling and you can grab the planets and you can hold onto the planets and kind of hug a planet, and when you do that, it rewards you with a fact about the planet. So, you know,
kids. Oh, I saw you do that earlier. That's so cool. We got to do that again. Too bad I don't have video. Dang.
Totally. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. Yeah, if you go to the website, you can actually see a lot of these applications running. So.
And so if you want this for your party, how much does it cost to have this for the night?
Oh, the best thing to do actually is on the phone, call one of our sales reps, and they can give you a quote for it. Definitely.
So go to the website,
yeah.
Pete. And if you want this at your party, you can have it right now, today.
You can also buy the units. If you want it for your museum or for your school, or for whatever, or just for your home, you got to be kind of rich right now. But we're really working on bringing the prices down for it. You know, we're really working hard to kind of make this a kind of something that everyone has. So,
well, thank you so much for your time, Clint. This has been really fun. I just want to play with it now. So, can we play with it?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Chris Perillo Show coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use coupon code Chris2 and save $5 on any purchase of $30 or more at GoDaddy.com. That's CHRIS and the number 2 to save $5. Get your piece of the internet today at GoDaddy.com.